Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer and depository service offering the highest-rated private depository service in the Northwest U.S. We specialize in building investment portfolios, well-balanced wealth and capital preservation options, as well as being active, aggressive buyers of all forms of rare coins and precious metals, scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds. We're operating from one of the nation's finest brick and mortar facilities, which is extremely important in the age of beautiful websites. And we are run, managed, Christian owned and operated, and we have some of the finest trained numismatists in the industry. And so our location and personnel are two very key reasons why Coins Plus is worth your time. Number one, the physical facility. An old friend and his wife spent the night at my house this last week, and he is a friend of mine going all the way back to the banking days, and it was nice to spend some time with him. He kind of reminds me of the epitome of the American dream. He was in an industry that I was doing some financing for, and he had currently decided he didn't want to do what he was doing anymore, and he was unemployed. And we had him and his wife over to our house. We sat down in my living room, brainstormed, came up with some ideas he could do to start up a business. Based on the knowledge he had accumulated in that industry, we brainstormed some good ideas. And the thing that made him unique was he took the ideas and he went out and he took the risk and he took my advice and his ideas and he began a business. And you know, he did what the American dream is, and he grew that business over the years. He became a renowned author. He ended up selling one of the businesses off for a considerable amount of money. He started another one in a bigger industry and so on, and has done really well. But he's also become actively involved in buying and selling websites, and not just the domain names, but actual websites that produce income based on advertising and pay-per-clicks and all this kind of stuff. And I think the thing that's really important to understand is anybody can build a nice website, and anybody can sell on that website and give you the impression of owning a phenomenal facility. There was one company in particular, APMEX, that's on the internet, and they had for quite a while a picture of this exorbitant high-rise building, and they had a video with their president walking around inside of this incredible, you know, top floor like CEO office of some ridiculous building that they'd obviously just rented to do the commercial, and people believed that that was their facility. We've all heard of the boiler room operators that, you know, have been around for decades, and you know, and we know what that is. It's somebody who rents a rack, just a junk hut, and then they hit the phones and present themselves as something they're not. Those people appealed to one sense. That was your hearing. Now with the internet, these people can appeal to more than one sense. They can appeal to your hearing and your sight. The problem is we trust our sight. If we look at a website and we say that's a nice website, and we get the image or impression that they're solid and, you know, considerably legitimate and they have a great facility, we can become easily deceived. And I will tell you that we have calls regularly of people who've shipped their money one direction or another. They struggle in a major way to get their product. And that can go from one extreme to the next. We've seen it. We've experienced it. We've given people all kinds of warnings about it. And I had a guy, you know, communicate with me last week about a real similar situation where He sent a substantial amount of money to a company. It was promised product in a fairly short period of time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Many months have passed. He hasn't gotten it. The company's starting to act fishy. I hadn't really heard of the company. I had heard of them, but what they had done is copied the name of another legitimate company so that it sounded more legitimate than it was. And the thing you got to realize, you can get a business name in all 50 states. So if somebody in California is named World Class Gold and they're the number one best gold dealer in the whole world, which isn't the case, I just made it up hypothetically, somebody can go on the web in Arizona and get a website and call themselves World Class Gold, and they can copy everything from the guy in California and make it look all hunky-dory, and you think you're doing great. And folks, I mean, there's every marketing ploy in the world. The bottom line is, precious metals are not an extremely high profit business, and nor are rare coins if somebody operates with honesty and integrity. In fact, it's a very low margin business, you know, just a couple percentage points. But retailers that see the fact that people spend a lot of money and specialize in deceiving people will get a hold of things in the industry. They'll get a hold of people, or they'll get a hold of an old list of clients, and they'll call them, or they'll run ads on the web, whatever it may be. All you got to do is pay for advertising. It's called AdSense. You just go to Google and you pay money, and then when people search for certain things, you end up on the top. So without going into much ado there, just you know, as I hope I've tried to make clear over the years, Coins Plus is here to stay. We've been here for a very, very long time. It won't be long, and we'll be celebrating our 20th year of service to the community. We're the highest levels of honesty and integrity is our goal. We try to be honest and upfront in everything. We try to provide the finest facility available. We try to be up to the market in knowledge and experience, integrity. We're Christian owned and operated. No one who works for Coins Plus has any incentive based on the profit of or margins of a deal. So we don't have a conflict of interest. There's nothing worse than commission salespeople in this business that want to move you to the highest profit margin product. No one in our business has that desire. The only desire they have, and the way that I do rate my employees, is based on their customer service, based on the honesty and integrity, the ability to service, you know, treat the customer well. And it's very important to us that we spend the time to help you manage your money properly and spend your money right. We want to make sure that you get the best balanced product available. And in this market, heading forward, a balanced portfolio is necessary. A lot of people have finally seen the volatility in precious metals. They're opening their minds now to numismatic and semi-numismatic. And if you were listening about, you know, 6-7 years ago, I was telling you to get out of numismatic and all into precious metals. At that time, you go back to 2006, 2007, even maybe a touch of 08, but not quite, mostly 07. The numismatic coins hit a really strong, strong peak in about 06 and 07. Precious metals took off in 08 when we started the Obama debacle. You know, they were running healthy before that under Bush, post 9/11, and they will continue to run at a solid pace, a solid rate. But economic things turned around. The Silicon Valley started to fold up. The dot-com stuff was over and done. The stock market had cooled way off. And so numismatic coins hit a huge peak, and then they came back down. What drives numismatic coins is large amounts of dollars available. People, when they end up with large amounts of dollars and they don't want paper, they move into numismatic coins. Now, here's the thing you got to remember. As Warren Buffett said, when everyone's selling, I want to be buying. You want to buy things when they're relatively cheaply priced. Now, right now, we've seen metals take a heck of a drop, massive manipulation, no doubt. But the fundamentals of precious metals have not changed. So although they've been marred and scarred and beat and abused, the value that exists in them, their intrinsic value, their God-ordained, biblically backed, endorsed, and authorized value, the reasons why they're good, their long-term form of pinnacle wealth, all of that remains strong and secure. So it's important to understand the metal-based assets that we're trading in have not changed in value and desirability one iota whatsoever. What's changed is the price that you can get them at, and the long-term and short-term potential right now is insanely phenomenal, as is with numismatic products. Now, I'll touch briefly what I mean by that. We build portfolios, okay? And as I've mentioned before, we work on a pyramid basis, which, by the way, a pyramid is a very biblical shape. It's if you read how heaven is described, it's described as a pyramid. Very few people notice that Christ refers to himself as the cornerstone and the capstone. That is only possible on a pyramid. The Great Pyramid of Giza is mentioned in Isaiah 19, that a monument resurrected to the Lord in the middle of Egypt and on the border of Egypt. And the way that's possible, when it was built, it was on the border between north and southern Egypt. Later on, the king and queen married. Now it's dead center in Egypt. It's on the border of the Nile Quadrant, but it's still in the dead center of Egypt, etc. When Christ was a child, he went to Egypt. The Bible says that he will reign from Egypt, and there's astrological records in the Chinese records that go back further than anybody else's of some incredible movements in the stars. At the time, they believe that Christ fulfilled prophecy. They believe that, I believe, that Enoch, Cheops, was the one who built the Great Pyramid. It's filled with biblical prophecy, just filled with it, as it is mentioned in the book of Job as the cornerstone of the earth. It's got all the measurements and dimensions of the earth, the distance to the sun, the distance to the moon. It's where it's exactly one. It's where the sacred inch comes from. It's where the foot comes from. And all these measurements are based on the size of the earth. The inch is exactly 1/1 trillionth of the distance from the North Pole to the dead center of the earth. No one's able to, you know, calculate that without some incredible advanced technology. You cut the Great Pyramid, or you draw a line north and south, east and west through it. It cuts all the dry land mass on Earth into 4 perfect quadrants. The height of the Great Pyramid, if you take all the dry land mass on Earth and average the height, I can't remember the number, it's like 296 feet or something. That is the exact height of the pyramid, the grotto, the area under the pyramid, which also represents hell for a number of ways I won't get into right now. If you measure the average depth of all the water on Earth, it's the exact depth of the grotto under the Great Pyramid. And, you know, the angle of the pyramid is something times 10 to the 9th power, which is exactly the distance in miles the Earth is from the sun. It's got the number pi all throughout it. And then there's the sacred chambers that have these demarcations at random intervals. When you measure in sacred inches, they actually demarcate exact major events in the history of Israel, everything they went through, including the Exodus and the captivity. The grand hallway descends as you demarcate based on inches, based on the years of the history of Israel from the beginning of man's creation on earth. It descends until the birth of Christ, and it begins to ascend. And the angle of the grand chamber points through the cities of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. The stories in Egyptian history is that some shepherds came and basically built it, had some power that overtook the city for 40 years to build it without lifting a finger, and that Cheops had turned his back on all the other gods and rejected all the other gods. The pyramid's the only structure in Egypt that isn't covered with hieroglyphs. It notates the exact number of days in a year to massive decimal places based on measurements, 365. Of course, Enoch was taken up to be with God at 365, and and I could go on and on like that. I won't do it. My point was that the pyramid is a very biblical shape. So we do our investment portfolios on a pyramid basis. At the bottom, we have precious metals based assets. In the middle, we have semi-numismatic. Those are items that are going to respond to both markets, the precious metals and the supply and demand aspects. And then at the top, maybe 10%, we're going to put numismatic items, sometimes up to 15 or 20%, depending on the person's dollar amount and portfolio and desires. And what we do is we go after items that are notoriously desirable by collectors at all times. There's coins that are just flat desirable. There are coins that are cool. We build cool sets. We do all kinds of stuff. We make it fun. Probably the biggest disappointment of all is the fact that we do build some of the most awesome things for people that don't know a lot about coins, and they end up with little collections that would make any collector crazy jealous. A lot of times collectors have far less money than investors, and investors will end up with, you know, just phenomenal coins. So it's really important to us to balance it out. You're going to get to ride all the different types of the markets. You're going to get to ride all kinds of the different economic situations that are going to be upon us. And it's important to us to help you to be financially wise stewards in all conditions. And as I said prior, the fundamentals of the metals haven't changed, although man has manipulated on the short term. And what you need to think of is, in our lifetime, a decade's a long time. In a year, we've had man, or two, we've had man severely manipulate the metals, and we're like, ooh, ah, you know what, God's word is good and true. What God said is a true asset and wealth is good and true. Precious metals appear in the second chapter of Genesis, where he describes them as good, using a Hebrew word, which is T-O-V-B, which is the word, which is the highest form of good, how he described his creation, basically meaning all positive health, basically the health, wealth, investment, prosperity, growth, everything you can imagine is what he ascribed to the word for precious metals. After that, we see it given throughout the Old Testament as not only as the form of daily commerce, but the way that he blessed the patriarchs. And then it's mentioned as the first gift given to Christ when he was on earth. There's golden lampstands in heaven. There's mentions of gold throughout heaven. Silver is used as an example, along with gold, for complete purity and refinement for some of the most beautiful stuff on earth. Solomon just bedecked the temple with the largest amount of gold that had ever been accumulated in one spot on earth in history, which would have been quite a sight to see. There's rumors, stories, physicists say such a large amount of such a dense element would actually change the gravitational pull when you were in the Holy of Holies room. And I've seen the math. I've got a strong background in mathematics. It makes sense. It actually could have had a spiritual effect. And we don't have the liberty of experiencing that spiritual effect unless we can accumulate over $1 trillion worth of gold. And then we have the liberty to build to match the shape of the rooms that were built in Solomon's temple. We also have incredible cherubs that are duplicated in Egypt and the pyramids and all kinds of things like this. And when I mention the fundamentals of the metals, in a nutshell, without going into a lot of detail, what I'm talking about is the fact that we have this incredible geopolitical tension. We are now coming to a point of potential, you know, Armageddon at the hands of the Muslim religion. You know, financial markets and currencies are still melting down at a more rapid pace than ever before, even though they've been able to hide it. Precious metals have been proven to be the timeless, permanent, respected pinnacle forms of true wealth and capital preservation throughout all of written human history. They've grown in value 4,000% just since their deregulation 40 years ago. Since 9/11, they've risen very considerably, and we've seen all kinds of rocky stuff happen then. 9/11 is, in my opinion, when the world turned around. We've got, you know, the major indexes, the Dow and S&P 500. These are artificial indexes. And although they show the market up, the Dow up folks, it's only 30 stocks that they manipulate. They remove and replace them. They only have to monitor and control 30 stocks to deceive and give the impression of a solid market. As far as stocks that have hit 52-week and record highs versus 52-week and record lows, in the last year, more stocks hit record lows than hit record highs, yet they still showed the Dow Jones as gaining some ridiculous amount. I don't know if it was 15 or 20%. And at the same time, of all those stocks hitting record highs, 19 out of 78 were in the Dow. So there's no doubt they have what's called the plunge protection team. And you think, well, okay, I'll just buy the Dow. Well, the problem is when a stock collapses and they remove it and replace it, you, the holder of the index, you take the loss. You don't get to retroactively backdate your stock like they do to keep the numbers artificially propped up. $10,000 invested in gold in the 1970s when the metals were deregulated and the market was allowed to move free, $10,000 invested at that time would now be worth well over $1 million. $10,000 invested in the exact stocks that were in the Dow at that same time, not the Dow index itself, which is artificially index manipulated, but the actual stocks of that time, $10,000 today would only be about $35,000-$40,000 because those actual stocks, a lot of them failed. But the Dow, you know, as I've discussed, is artificially propped up, so don't be fooled. Some other important factors I've touched on. The consumer price index, how we calculate inflation in this nation. The CPI is an artificial index. It is now what is referred to as an exclusionary index. It no longer includes the majorities of food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs, which is what you, the American citizen, on average, spend 85% of your disposable income on. The items that are excluded from the CPI index have been going up for the last decade at 7 or 8% inflation rate. They tell us inflation's 1%. They pay us 1% on our money at the bank. Well, the real inflation rate, 7 to 8 is ultra-conservative. That's the shadow stats ultra-conservative calculation. I've seen verifiable calculations at 10 to 12% per year. The relevance of that is you are rapidly losing your spending power within the U.S. dollar. According to real inflation statistics, about every 10 to 12 years, conservatively, your money buys half of what it did 10 to 12 years ago. According to the U.S. government's inflation statistics, it takes 100 years to lose half of the spending power of your money. Obviously, we know that's ridiculous. The other fundamentals, stagflation. The price of goods is increasing while interest rates are decreasing. This is an evidence of national insolvency. Inflation is a hidden tax which destroys the poor and middle class. Everything that Obama's doing, everything, is destroying the poor and middle class on purpose. Monetary inflation, when people say inflation, they mean monetary inflation. Monetary inflation comes from the creation of money, in our case, from thin air. It's institutionalized counterfeiting, which is technically theft. No economy could benefit from increasing the amount of theft. They basically are stealing your wealth, and they say the way to solve it is to steal more faster. They say the reason we're not doing better is we're not making more monopoly money. Our U.S. deficit has gone well past $17 trillion. The interest that we owe alone on our debt plus our unfunded liabilities is $5 trillion a year. Our total budget's supposed to be no more than $2 trillion. They're producing $5 trillion a year for a very good reason. That's just to keep up with inflation. Total unfunded liabilities in this nation are $150 trillion plus dollars. They've created $17 trillion to pay back $150 trillion. And I don't know what kind of math you've done, but my math says that can't be paid back. We spend $2 trillion a year just on interest alone for the deficit. We've got $2 trillion a year in welfare. We've got $2 trillion a year coming in tax revenue. And we've got $3 trillion a year going out in other expenditures. Basically, we've got a $5 trillion per year deficit that we can't pay. That's why we're racking up the bills. The U.S. dollar has lost over 99% of its spending power since the creation of the Fed. China is gobbling up all the gold on Earth. They're building the largest crude oil reserves on Earth. They're buying up our debt. And the reason is they've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. They're the uber ultra rich country. We're running around bullying our way around the world as the big warlord, as an excuse to continue to create money. We think we're the toughest and the meanest because no one else is out there playing the world cops. These other countries are fine. They say, let us do it. They know that we're printing money like it's going out of style. And as long as everybody around the globe is willing to continue playing the game, they'll go ahead and hold our debt. Precious metals offer anonymity, immediate liquidity, complete transportability. I have transported incredible amounts of precious metals. There's no laws against it, anything like that. The majority of it's not even detectable by metal detectors, to be quite frank. But that's another conversation. But the bottom line is this stuff is absolutely completely liquid. And as we're seeing these accelerating threats to our constitutional privacy, starting with the Patriot Act, the NDAA, we've got NSA and TSA authority. They're tapping our phones, internet, wireless transfers. They follow all of our money transactions. They can get everything off of our computers, our phones, our GPS units. They follow all of our cash and credit transactions. They track all of our social media. Folks, precious metals is the only way you're safe and secure. The only assets biblically attributed as true wealth are precious metals-based assets, livestock, real estate, and human life. And if you think about it, everything boils down to that. The Marxist philosophy presents a theory of zero sum, which means that if person A has it, person B loses it. Although true with dollars, because the more that are made, the less they become worth in value, with precious metals, this is not the case. The more people that want it, it's a finite item, it grows in value. Bottom line is, folks, now's a great time to buy. Now's a great time to roll over that 401k or IRA. We're happy to help you with that. We're happy to help you build any kind of a savings plan. We've got top-of-the-line storage available. When people are saying precious metals are dead, don't buy them, this is when you want to buy. It is a fire sale. A couple years down the road, barring a number of massive catastrophes that could happen, let's say they don't, just regular economic activity of inflation, you are going to be elated that you bought into this dip. Be sure and tune in to the next half hour. I've got a great show lined out. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.